The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Today's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we go to the gymnasium for all of the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch from Minster. And ought to be a dandy game, Brian. Minster with a record of 7-1. And the Fort Recovery Indians come in with a record of 6-1. Minster's 0-1 in the conference. Fort Recovery 1-1 in the conference. Well, Brian says he's not hearing me, so we'll just go on to our interview with Coach Jim Melton, and we'll be back with more here in a moment. But here's Jim Melton, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We had a chance to talk with him earlier tonight. Back at Minster, it's Fort Recovery and the Minster Wildcats tonight in MAC conference play. And we have Jim Melton with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. First of all, let's reflect on the win last week against Delphus Jefferson. I thought a great win for your kids. I don't know, how did you evaluate that when you took a look at the tape and all that?
Well, after I looked at the film, and, you know, it's always tough to win on the road in a hostile environment. It was kind of a next man up mantra. You know, we had a lot of illness and injuries, and, you know, we dug into the depth that with our junior varsity guys. So, but, you know, Brian Benn stepped up. Derek Judy had a great game. Ryan Post was solid. And, you know, so we found a way to win a tough game on the road. So I was proud of our guys.
What is your procedure after a basketball game? What do you do to look at that and evaluate the game, get ready for the next one?
Well, it's like tonight, you know, when I get back home, I'll break down the film. Because, you know, until the clock strikes midnight, I'm still working on this game, even though it's over with. But I have to break down the film and stat it, and then, you know, see what we did good and what we need improvement on, especially, you know, leading into tomorrow night. We have a lot of doubleheader games. So, you know, that's typically what my Friday nights look like. I don't get to bed till 2 or 3 in the morning, so.
I suspect you don't. Basketball coaches are pretty dedicated at, again, evaluating their team and what's happened and all that. Well, the Minster Wildcats tonight, outstanding team.
Yeah, they're, you know, well-documented. Coach does a nice job with them. They're very organized and structured. They got a couple players averaging 12 a game. You know, Salazar can light you up from the outside. Nixon can light you up on the inside. This arguably could be the best rebounding team that we have faced to this point in the season. I believe they're leading the MAC in rebounding as a team.
How about keys to winning tonight then?
Well, we've got to keep Salazar in check, not let him get any confidence, and, you know, and get clean looks beyond the arc. You know, we have to match Nixon and Rockerman's physicalness, you know, and Falk as well, number four. He's a slasher type of guy, but he's also, you know, he's very aggressive on the board. So, you know, the biggest key is we got to match their intensity off the glass. We got to value the basketball and play some really solid half-court defense. And, we're going to check back, too, tonight because their transition game's pretty good. They push the ball.
Anything they do that you haven't seen this year yet?
No, I've seen about every – I've watched every game they played.
Okay, very good. Well, Coach, wish you the best, and your starting five this evening?
Starting five will be Derek Judy at the point, Grant Kanapke on a wing, and Regan Martin on the other wing, and then Clay Schmitz and Brian Benn anchoring us in the middle.
So it sounds like, of course, last week we were missing some of those kids. Sounds like everybody's pretty much back.
Yeah, we are. We're back healthy, you know, with the exception of Ian Homan will be out tonight, you know, one of our depth guys. But our top eight's back with Cale Rammel, Ryan Post, you know, coming off the bench, and Gavin Toby. So, you know, it'd be nice getting Gavin back as well. He's been out. Regan missed last week. Cale's been sick. Clay was sick last week, so I just, you know, hopefully we're coming out clicking on all cylinders tonight.
Well, Jim, thanks very much. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians boys basketball team. We'll be back with more here at Minster right after we pause for this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Minster, we're actually at the elementary schools where the high school gym is located. Nice gym, and always a nice atmosphere here. Brian, and it's always tough to come and play here, that's for sure, isn't it?
We've not had a lot of luck over here for boys or girls, and so this is definitely a tough place, but it's also, at the same time, it's a great place to play. If you're a competitor, you want to play here and have a chance to win, so...
The junior varsity team had a tough start. In fact, they trailed 27-8 at the half, but came back, got back as close as 41-35, and ended up losing the game by 7, 46-39, outscoring Minster 31-19 in that second half, so they had a really nice second half of play.
Yeah, they did. You know, at that point, you know, we weren't playing very well, and I think we started pressuring a little bit, but also got the ball inside some, and I think we were kind of down to nothing to lose, and we just kind of gave it all we had, and I thought we definitely did a better job in that second half for sure than we did the first.
Your son did a nice job. Daniel Patch had 12 points to lead us, including two threes. Where'd he get that at?
He can shoot it for a big boy. You know, he's probably more comfortable outside than he is inside, but you know, I thought he had one of his best games he's played all year against some kids with some size and experience, and it was fun to watch him play, be able to hit it out some outside shots, but also go inside, and just continue to get better and have fun with it. So.
And most of those points came in the second half, I might say, as well. 10 for Owen Judy, 9 for Kobe Wendell, 8 for Caleb Evers. So good balance there, but that was all. They didn't get any help after those four guys. So,
yeah, that's, you know, like you said, it's well balanced, and most of those guys were in double digits. But unfortunately, our defense was not very good early, and we just didn't get enough scoring. So,
once again, the final of junior varsity game, 46-39. Minster defeats Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery drops to 3-5 in JV play. We'll have the start of the varsity game coming up momentarily here on PG-14 and 105.3 FM. And we're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. We'll be back in a moment. FortRecoveryRadio.com and 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. Again, our stations of coverage tonight of the Fort Recovery Minster High School Boys basketball game. We'll return in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or older, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. So just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy to see if we can help start saving you money. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way, whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. 4 choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Back here at Minster, we're about set to go for the basketball game tonight between the Minster Wildcats and the Fort Recovery Indians. I want to say, first of all, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banner would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game with Minster. Go get them. Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. And again, his staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Well, we're about set to go here, and keys to the game, as far as you're concerned, Brian Patch, being the old coach you are.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't watch Minster in the Fort Recovery game last year, so I really not sure what they do well, but I do know watching them warm up, they have some kids can absolutely shoot the ball, plus they have some size, and I know they rebound well from what I've been told, so I would say keep them off the glass for one, contest the outside shot, but also be able to defend it inside. And then we just got to come out and kind of get a rhythm. You know, a lot of these kids have been sick and hurt. And so for us, I think it's also more about what we need to do and what we do, not as maybe as much as what they do. So just come out and get comfortable with ourselves and get back into rhythm and get these guys playing again.
Starters for Fort Recovery here tonight, Brian.
Yeah, we got senior Grant Kanapke stands in at 6'2". Clay Schmidt, a junior, standing in at 6'5". Derek Judy, who's also a junior, standing in at 6'2". Regan Martin, who's a junior, standing in at 6'2". And Brian Benn inside, who stands in at 6'5" for us.
And so Regan Martin being introduced. Missed him last week as he was not at the game.
And Clay both.
Yeah, Clay was not at the game either because of illness. There he is, being introduced to the fans in the stands. Nice crowd on hand here. Good atmosphere. A lot of crowd noise at this gymnasium.
Yeah, and for us, this is becoming, I guess in my opinion, and seeing our student athletes, this is becoming Fort Recovery's big rivalry in every sport. A lot of our kids know each other with the Minster kids. I know they're really good friends with them. And so this is becoming the rivalry for Fort Recovery and all sports. So it's definitely a great atmosphere here tonight, and you should have two good teams going at it, which makes it even better. So
all the lights are turned out for the introduction of the Minster Wildcats as they are now being introduced here, coming onto the court. Once again, Minster 7-1 on the year. Their only loss to the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays,
who is currently undefeated, I believe. So, you know, that's not a bad loss for them. And I know that was definitely a heavyweight fight between those two. So, definitely got a work cut out for us tonight. And this would be, I think, a big contest in the MAC standings as well, even though Minster's 0-1. But, you know, I know they don't want to go 0-2. And so, for us, you know, we definitely would like to see ourselves at 2-1, kind of still one on the road here as well.
Yeah, we have two undefeated teams in the conference. Versailles 8-0 and Delphi St. John's is 7-0. Versailles 2-0 in the conference. St. John's 1-0 in the conference. Also, two other teams are undefeated in the conference at this point. St. Henry's 1-0 and New Bremen's 1-0. And the Indians are 1-1 on the season with that tough loss to Versailles.
Those are a lot of tough teams there, Rob, looking at that. There's not too many easy Friday nights, that's for sure.
No, that is... That is for sure. And next week we will be hosting the Blue Jays. That's a plus next Friday night.
Yeah, unfortunately, I make two trips up there myself next week. So not excited about that trip.
Foot Recovery, first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy, located in Versailles. Of course, their home base in Foot Recovery, Arcanum, and in Union City and Bern, Indiana. The tap goes to the Minster Wildcats to start things out here. Minster with the basketball. It's Eric Schmidt with it. He will bounce it off. And there's a shot fired up. No good by the Wildcats' Trent Retgerman. And Foot Recovery got the rebound. It's going to be tough for us to see on this end down here tonight.
I hate it when coaches stand, and I always stood every time, so I'm joking with that, obviously. So never sat down, I don't think, ever.
We're right down on the floor, right next to the Foot Recovery bench. So Coach Melton, he'll be up in front of us all night here. Foot Recovery with the ball. Kanapke firing, missing off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Trent Retgerman. Retgerman will feed off to Eric Schmidt. Stolen by Foot Recovery, Grant Kanapke. He'll come down, spins, fires, hits! Grant Kanapke! That gives the Indians a 2-0 lead here in the early going against the Minster Wildcats. Down low and over on the right side. Here's a three-point shot by Retgerman. No good. Rebound comes to Foot Recovery. Retgerman must be their big gun, huh?
Well, they're right now in a triangle and two, so he's going to get some open looks because they're face guarding their two best perimeter players, and basically I'm saying daring him to shoot it the way it looks.
Brian Benn, a little hook shot underneath, is just a little short, and Minster has the rebound. Down they come quickly. Up no good, back up and in. Scoring for the Wildcats there was Justin Nixon. He is a man to deal with, too, by the way.
Yeah, he's well put together.
Justin Nixon listed at 6'4 and weighs a ton. Here's Derek Judy driving to the hole, puts it up no good, block, and it's going to be a foul called, I believe. Or is it?
Just knocked out of bounds.
Just knocked out of bounds, no foul. Once again, Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. I was in there yesterday to get my prescriptions at Calp Pharmacy. Us old folks have to have prescriptions, you know.
I do too.
Here's Regan Martin with the basketball out front. Derek Judy driving to the lane, passes off to Brian Benn, misses a little 10-foot shot on the left baseline. Rebound comes to Minster. Wildcats with the basketball. Here's a feed to Nixon at the free throw line. He looks for a teammate, now dribbles. He'll stop, pass it back outside. Retgerman with the ball. Over on the right it goes to Eric Schmidt. Schmidt brings it out top. Back on the left wing. With the ball there was Jacob Salazar. Here's a drive by Retgerman. He missed a shot. Nixon got the rebound, and a foul is going to be called on the Indians. Again, the JV game tonight was won by Minster, 46-39, but a great comeback by the Indians. They trailed by 27-8 at halftime and came back to within at 1.6 points before losing by 7, 46-39. That foul was whistled on Derek Judy a moment ago. Minster, it was not a shooting foul. Minster with the ball. Back outside it goes to Eric Schmidt. Schmidt will pass off into Nixon in the middle. Back outside. Here's a three-point shot up. No good. Rebound. Minster again, but a wild battle for it. And Regan Martin came away with it somehow. And here come the Indians. Way to go, Regan. On the left is Grant Konapke. Ryan Post is in the game now, too. Here's a shot up and good by Konapke. He has all of our points tonight so far. They're only going to give him two?
Yeah, it was a little elbow pull-up jumper.
So it's 4 points for Konapke. There's a shot missed by Minster. Here come the Indians. Ryan Post on the right side. He's looking for a teammate. Dribbles to the top of the key. Still dribbling. Backs up a bit. Feeds over on the right to Regan Martin. Martin will feed to Grant Konapke. He fires a three. It's no good. The rebound comes down to the Minster Wildcats. Down very quickly. There's a three-point shot. No good. Short rebound, Grant Konapke, as Brian Falk missed that one. And it's 4-2 on the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Fort Recovery battling the Minster Wildcats here tonight at Minster. Rob Weaver, Brian Patch alongside, and we have our studio producers, Lindsey Green back at the radio station, and Owen Shane and Neil Spencer here for FortRecoveryRadio.com at the game site. Shot was blocked. Here's a drive by Minster. They put it up and in. Scoring on the play was Jacob Salazar to make it 4-4, a tie ball game. So far, points are tough to come by here, Brian.
Yeah, it is. And I think defensively we've done a great job of knowing who we want them to shoot and who we don't. So we just got to make sure we get good shots up here for us.
Regan Martin goes to the hole. A floater is no good. Rolls off the rim. Rebound comes to Minster to Brian Falk. Falk will bring it down. He'll pass over here to Eric Schmidt. Schmidt passes on the left side to Brady Holscher. Now it goes in the middle. Shots up. No good by Brian Falk. Rebound Indians. Clay Smits with the rebound. Clay has not had any shots. Or no, that's not Clay. That's Gavin Toby in the game now. Gavin Toby in the game. Clay Smits is in there. He hasn't had any shots yet tonight. There's a drive to the hole. It's up no good. Rebound comes Minster. Down they come. Wildcats and Fort Recovery tied at 4-4. And there's the ball being knocked away by Gavin Toby. And Regan Martin picks it up. Over to Clay Smits. Now back to Regan Martin. Now to Ryan Post. Post between the circles here. 4-4 tie. 2:31 to go. A titanic defensive struggle so far here in this game. Martin gives over to Gavin Toby. Nice to have Gavin back in the game. He missed with an injury last week. Left side to Regan Martin. Martin dribbling the ball, stops, feeds back to Toby. Three-point shot is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Minster to Eric Schmidt. Schmidt will come all the way down, puts a shot up. He missed it, but he's fouled in the act of shooting, and Eric Schmidt will be at the free throw line. Nice, he could send the Wildcats into the lead here.
Yeah, nice little Euro step by him, and drew a foul on the Indians here on Gavin Toby.
Left-handed shooter. It's up and no good off the back of the rim. He steps away in disgust. He's a 5'11 junior for Minster.
Right now, Rob, we're getting a lot of great looks. We've just missed some good looks for us, and I think Minster has the same way. Hopefully, both teams will settle down, but it's definitely a defensive battle.
Clay Smits and Regan Martin both go out, and we've got coming in for us. I think Brian Benn came back in and Cale Rammel came in.
Yes.
Second free throw is good, so he gets one of two, making it a 5-4 Minster lead here with Eric Schmidt canning the second free throw. Brian Benn with the basketball. He'll feed over here to Gavin Toby. Gavin on the left wing. Now pass down low to Brian Benn. Dribbling, stopping. Puts it up. Can't get it. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call the foul on Ben Webker of Minster. So Brian Benn will be at the free throw line. Brian Benn eyes the bucket. Puts it up there. It is good. Little iffy, but it went in. That's his first point of the game, and it's now 5-5, all tied, and Brian can put us in the lead. It's up and good. Got them both. Fort Recovery leads 6-5. Fort Recovery pressing full court here. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by the Indians by Gavin Toby.
And right now we're in a 2-1-1-1 press. Never seen it done before except by Coach Milton. It's a unique press, and it gives teams, I think, a lot of difficulties because they don't really know where the trap's coming from.
That's probably his specialty. He works hard on defense, that's for sure. Here's a shot up and no good. They had a good shot there, and Ryan Post got the rebound on the missed shot by Trent Retkerman. And here's the ball taken away by Minster. All the way down, it's up and good. It's going to be a charge, I think.
Yes.
Yes. Hitting the basket was Brady Holscher, but he's called for the charge, so take it away.
Ryan Post had to turn over on the other end and sprint back and took the charge. That's exactly what you want to see happen if you turn it over. Go make a play on defense.
Gavin Toby tosses into Ryan Post. Ryan comes across the timeline. He wears number 13 on his uniform. Over to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke dribbling the basketball. Now dribbles in, passes back to Brian Benn. There's Cale Rammel, top of the key. Cale's only a freshman on this Indian team. Ryan Post with it now. Looking for some help. Passes on the left to Cale Rammel. Rammel off the pick, set by Brian Benn. Passes back to Benn. Benn goes in, puts it up, and can't get it to go down. Rebound out of bounds, and they're going to say it went off of Minster. They're going to say Nixon knocked it out. Nixon looks around and says, what? Not me.
That was four big bodies going after that ball. I'm not sure how they figured that one out.
Gavin Toby will leave, and here comes Clay Smits in the lineup for Fort Recovery. 6-5 Indian lead here. What a defensive struggle here with only 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. There's Clay Smith's shot. It's blocked, but rebound Ryan Post. He puts it up no good. Ryan Post again. He got this one. Ryan Post connects.
Great job of staying with it right there by Ryan.
That makes a score now 8-5. Here's a three-point shot, and we're all tied up.
Now I see why they face guard that kid.
Jacob Salazar hits a three, and we're all tied at 8-8.
That was about a 28-footer, Rob.
25 seconds remaining here in this first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Brian Benn on the left side to Ryan Post. Post drives in, puts it up, and missed it. Rebound, Nixon, and a foul's going to be called on Ryan Post. That's going to be number one on him. Derek Judy will come back in. Ryan Post will leave. Here comes Regan Martin reporting back in. Only 12 seconds left to go in the quarter. Grant Kanapke will exit for a brief break. Once again, the Indians putting on a full court press here. The press comes down to the right side. Three-point shot at the gun is good. Three-point shot by Brady Holscher. That puts Minster up by an 11-8 score. Derek Judy got off a three, but it didn't go off the rim. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Brought to you by Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Arcanum, and Versailles. And in Indiana, in Bern and Union City. Don't forget to ask about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. And remember, they've got their wonderful Handicap Medical Equipment Center located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. That's Calp Pharmacy. Stay tuned. Brian and I will be back with quarter number two. It's Minster leading by a score of 11-8.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order pizza.
Well, we don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, we don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
2020 is finally here. It is a new year, and if it is a lot like last year, there will be many good times and some not so good times in our lives. We at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your family, our community, and our country has a joy-filled and prosperous new year. Be supportive to those less fortunate, and let's do our part to make 2020 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here's a corner shot by Regan Martin to tie the game at 11-11 as we start the second quarter of play. What a shot by Regan. Fort Recovery steals the ball. Turnover on Minster. Clay Smits over to Derek Judy. Second quarter is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery on State Route 49 at south edge of Fort Recovery. It's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here's Brian Benn up and in. Give Grant Kanapke the assist. Brian Benn gets his fourth basket, or fourth point, I should say, of the night. Into Nixon, back outside. Minster with the ball. Over here goes to Reckerman. Now to Eric Schmidt. Schmidt dribbling the ball, right side. There's Jacob Salazar. Salazar will pass on the left side. Back on the right it goes. Here's a corner shot. No good by Brady Holscher. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Derek Judy down to Regan Martin. Underneath, there's Brian Benn. It's blocked. I think Nixon got his hand on it. And Minster has the ball. And here's Derek Judy knocking it away from Minster from behind. And Grant Kanapke has it. He'll come down. He'll miss the layup. Rebound, Minster. Man alive, are we ever going up and down the court here. Minster with the ball. It's loose and out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery.
Well, we've had two great looks and missed two good layups. But, you know, I definitely like our push and transition and our ability to attack the basket. I have a feeling we'll hit more of those than we'll miss. So,
don't forget, for New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment and Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment and much more, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at south edge of Fort Recovery. Here comes Derek Judy bringing the basketball up the court for the Indians in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. We lead 13-11 here. Trailed 11-8 at the end of the quarter, but have scored the first five in this quarter. Here's a shot up, no good. Rebound by Brian Benn, good. Benn missed the first shot, but it got his own rebound and puts it back in. And that makes the score now 15-11, Indians by four. Outside, Jacob Salazar with it. Now with the ball, there is Brady Holscher. He'll pass on the left to Salazar. Now it goes into Nixon, back outside. Nixon will cross-court pass over in the corner. Back outside it goes. Not only do we have to battle the coach, but also the official. There's a shot up and no good from the right side. I think that was Brian Falk who took that shot for Minster. And Fort Recovery gets the basketball. Regan Martin, three-point corner shot. He got it again. Regan Martin with two threes here in the quarter. Hey, is that sweet or is that sweet?
That's a great kick out by Derek Judy, drawing his defender off of Regan and being able to see that open man in the corner. And Regan Martin for three.
Indians jump out to an 18-11 lead. Timeout, Minster. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
K&L is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out the Great Plains TurboMax vertical tillage tool, available for all seasons from K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Minster with the basketball now in the lane. Nixon has it underneath. He forces it up. No good. Rebound back to Nixon. Has it knocked away by Derek Judy. Got it back. Here's a shot up and in on the right side by Trent Redkerman. I want to tell you, these teams are hustling out there.
Yeah, the kid just, I'm not sure who that kid who had it on the pass, but he just caught it and threw a no-look behind the back pass.
Here's Derek Judy getting loose and driving in the middle of the lane and lays it in unmolested. 20-13, Indians with a seven-point lead now. That's Derek's first basket. Shot from the right side is up and good. Scoring on that play was Trent Redkerman. That makes a score now at 20-15. Indians are using the weave. Derek Judy goes inside, misses the floater. Rebound comes to Nixon. Justin Nixon got the board. Here come the Wildcats. And there's a foul called on Gavin Toby. Gavin says, that's a tough call, Mr. Official. I had all ball there.
The trail official caught it from the volleyball line, and the official underneath let it go. So he must have saw a hand on the back or something, I'm assuming.
Brian Benn and Ryan Post are both going to come in here for Fort Recovery when they have the chance. Stepping to the free throw line is Adam Kettner, who was fouled. He puts it up and no good off the back of the rim. He'll have one more. Bounces the basketball. It's up and good by Kettner that time. That makes a score 20-16. Minster back to within four here. Fort Recovery Indians leading 20-16 over the Minster Wildcats. Here is Regan Martin in the lane. He hit it! And he's fouled in the act of shooting. Is he ever on fire or not?
That was a great drive by Regan and went through the contact for a little 12-foot pull-up.
Regan Martin with eight now, and he'll be at the line, a chance for his 9th points. He's had two corner shots, and that one was right in the middle of the lane. Bounces the basketball at the free throw line. It's up, and it is no good. Rebound, Justin Nixon. Here comes Minster with the basketball and the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Second quarter, there's a three-point shot up and good by Ethan Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl with his first basket makes it 22-19. Minster back to within three. Ryan Post with it. Free throw line, eyes the basket. Now passes off to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke on the left. He's fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for three, as they're going to call Brady Holscher with the foul. Three free throws for Grant Kanapke here. Let's see what he can do with them. Indians want timeout. Coach Melton says, I want time. So we'll be back in a moment. 3:31 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Second quarter, it's Fort Recovery 22 and Minster 19.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coach Melton working up a sweat there, Brian.
He is. He looks like he's been in a sauna or a swimming pool with his head there. Kind of glistening off there.
Grant Kanapke at the free throw line. Come on, Grant. Let's do it. Three free throws coming here. First one's up, and it is, oh, no good off the back of the rim. He'll have two more. Where's number zero on his uniform? It's up, and it is no good again. One more for Grant. I know he's disgusted about that. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and he got that one. So one of three for Grant Kanapke. That makes the lead 23-19. Minster with the basketball. Down they come. Here's Eric Schmidt with it. He'll pass over on the right side to Rettgerman. Back on the left, back out to Schmidt, inside to Justin Nixon. Nixon tries to pass it off, almost deflected, but Minster keeps the ball here. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. On the left in the corner, Salazar, he hits a three.
That young man can absolutely shoot the basketball.
Jacob Salazar now with 8 points on the evening, including two threes, and it's 23-22. Minster back to within only one. On the left, there's Clay Smith's baseline jumper. No good. Short. Might have been partially deflected. Got his own rebound. Back up. Oh, it rolls out of there somehow. I thought for sure it was going to go down. It did not do it. Here's Minster with the rebound, and they have the ball. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery. That's going to be whistled on Derek Judy. And I think that's two on Derek, maybe. Yep, it is. Ryan Post will come in, and Derek will go out.
Here comes the inbounds pass for Minster. There's a three-point shot. It's way off. Rebound comes to Grant Konapke. On the left is Gavin Toby. And the ball's knocked loose, and a foul's called on Minster. No, it's on Gavin Toby. Called on Gavin Toby.
Looks like Clay might be pressing a little bit here. He's made a couple turnovers here, and I know Coach has just told him to kind of settle down and slow down and relax a little bit. So
that is number three on Gavin Toby, Brian. Wow. He'll be coming out of there in a moment.
Yeah, Brian Benn just couldn't get checked in fast enough.
Minster with the basketball. Eric Schmidt out top. He will pass to Justin Nixon at the free throw line. Might have walked a little bit. Goes inside and hooks it up and in.
Definitely a walk they missed on that one. But
Justin Nixon puts the Wildcats up by one now, 24-23, with a little sweet shot there down low. Regan Martin with it now. Regan trying to drive off the pick set by Gavin Toby. Right side it goes. Grant Konapke. Konapke goes to the free throw line. Will feed to Clay Schmitz, who drives in. Has the ball stripped away. And they're going to say Minster was touching the ball as they were standing out of bounds. We get a break there and get the ball back. And thank goodness we get Gavin out of the game. Brian Benn comes in. 1:34 left to go here in the first half of play. Pass comes in to Regan Martin. Regan now to Ryan Post. Post will run the offense. Right side to Grant Konapke. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Konapke puts up a three. It does not go. Rebound Minster. Here come the Wildcats. Man, they do not waste any time. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to Grant Konapke. Konapke go over to Regan Martin. Martin comes down. Dribbling the ball on the right side. A minute left in the second quarter. Back to Brian Benn. The Regan Martin is open from three, and he got it again. Regan Martin with three threes here in the first half. Thank goodness for that. And it's 26-24. Indians lead by two. Down comes on the left side Eric Schmidt. Now into Reckerman. He'll score on the layup. Trent Reckerman. That gives him a total of 6 points this evening. And it's tied at 26-26. What a great game we're seeing here. Ryan Post on the left wing. He'll dribble into the free throw line. Feeds back to Brian Benn. He's open. He fires. Does not go. Rebound comes down to Minster's Eric Schmidt. Schmidt comes down across the timeline. Down to 15 seconds. Minster's going to take the last shot. Let's see who's going to do it. How about Salazar? You think so? On the left is Nixon. He takes the shot, and he missed it. They're going to call a foul on Brian Benn. Justin Nixon will go to the line with two shots, but we still have 4 seconds here, so we can get a shot off before the quarter expires. Justin Nixon will have two free throws to possibly put the Wildcats in the lead. First one's up, and it is no good. Here comes Derek Judy. Here comes Kale Rammel. Ryan Post will leave, and Regan Martin will leave. So Indians are going to have their play set up here with 4 seconds to go. Free throws up, and no good again. Rebound Clay Smits. Over to Derek Judy, and the ball's knocked out of bounds. And it's last touch by Minster, I think.
Yeah, I think they're just going to call a half.
So the time ran out, and that's it. At the end of the first half of play, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. It's Fort Recovery 26 and Minster 26. Don't forget to look over the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. They're quite something. And remember, for all of your farm machinery service and service of your lawn and garden equipment, they can help you at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back with our halftime stats coming up here. A tie score, 26-26. Fort Recovery and Minster will return in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day in January. Our pharmacists provide care and services that are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in our local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists have shifted from just dispensing medications to being integrated members of the healthcare team involved in patient care. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana to speak with our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter. If you have one. Put it this way. Whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rob Weaver, Brian Patch back here at halftime. Great first half of play. Boy, that's wonderful basketball when you see that kind of hustle.
Oh, absolutely. It's been fun. It's been exciting. It's, kind of like two heavyweight teams, I think, kind of filling themselves out a little bit and kind of filling their opponents out. But definitely not lacking from hustle and effort from both teams' part, that's for sure.
26-26 is the halftime score. And let's take a look at the individual scoring, Brian, for these two fine teams.
Yeah, at the end of the first quarter, the Minster Wildcats were leading 11-8. And then Fort Recovery outscored Minster 18-15 in the second quarter to tie it up 26-26. The Indians are led by Regan Martin with 11 points, and all 11 for Regan came in that second quarter of play. 6 points for Brian Benn, 5 points for Grant Kanapke. 2 points a piece for Ryan Post and Derek Judy to round out the 26 points.
So Regan had all 11 in the second quarter, huh?
Yes, sir.
Started it with a corner shot, 3-point corner shot. Ended up with three threes and a two in the quarter for Regan Martin.
And hit two threes on each corner, so kind of loves that corner shot.
Wildcats, they've got 8 points out of Jacob Salazar, a sharpshooter. Got two threes and a two.
Yeah, that young man's been face guarded by Grant Kanapke, Regan Martin, Derek Judy, and he has 8 points. And so that's a hard task if you've ever been face guarded. I know I haven't because I can't shoot that well, Rob. But if you have been, I know it's definitely hard to do and be able to get shots up. And that young man is working really hard. And both of his shots have hit nothing but the net. So he's getting it off quickly. So
Trent Reckerman has six. And there's Les Johnson hitting another three.
That's two for him already at halftime here.
And he pockets the money and walks away.
He's Fort Recovery's all-time three-point shooter.
I'm sure he is. Justin Dixon has four in the first half of play also for the Wildcats. So those are your main guys that were doing the scoring in the first half of play. And, man, this is going to be a nail-biter finish, I'm afraid.
Last possession type game. It has that feel to it, that's for sure.
We'll return with more. We're at halftime. Fort Recovery and Minster are tied at 26-26.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As the season changes to winter, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance, the right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest snowflakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh my, that is a coyote.
Grr, grr.
Run, Joe, run.
Grr, grr.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Grr, grr.
Back here at the half, the Minster band cranking up the noise across the way as we have a 26-26 tie game. In the junior varsity game tonight, that was won by Minster, but it was a wonderful second half for Fort Recovery. As Fort Recovery, just nothing went right in the first half, trailing 14-6 at the first quarter and trailing 27-8 at the halftime as Minster outscored us 13-2 in that second quarter. But then the Indians started their comeback. They trailed by 14 after 3, 39-25, and got back to within 6 points at 41-35 with a chance to win. But the final score ended up being Minster 46 and Fort Recovery 39. Indians outscored Minster in the second half, 31-19. Indians were led in scoring in that junior varsity game by Daniel Patch with 12, including 2 threes and 3 twos. It was 10 points for Owen Judy. He had 2 threes and 2 twos for his 10. 9 points for Kobe Wendell on 3 twos and a three. And 8 points for Caleb Evers. Caleb had 3 2-point goals and was two out of seven, I believe it was, at the free throw line for Caleb. So those were your scores in the junior varsity game. They dropped to 3-5, but made a nice run in that second half. Josh Clooney, the AD here, he's always a very helpful gentleman. He's a good guy. A lot of great ADs in this MAC conference, Brian.
There's a lot of great people. You know, we've been here long enough now. We've got to know a lot of people in other communities. And, you know, our kids have played sports with other kids from other communities. There's just a lot of great people, you know, coaches and athletic directors and people that we became very good friends with. And, you know, it's just that's what makes, I think, the MAC conference so fun that everyone, you know, wants to compete against each other on Friday nights, Thursday nights, and but yet are great friends and, you know, afterwards. So,
absolutely. Let's remind you that the Hall of Fame induction is coming up very soon. It'll be on Saturday, January the 18th. There'll be two new inductees into the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame, and that will include Dale Grissinger and Matt Reisner. So they'll be there that night on Saturday, January 18th, to be inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame for Fort Recovery High School, and that's quite an honor for them. With the basketball, Minster to start the second half of play here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. You'll find the Farmer's Friends at Cooper's Farms. Mixon almost traveled there again. He kind of takes a step there when he goes to the hole. Here's Mixon on a three-point shot. He cans it. Nobody came out to guard him, and he puts it in the hole. That puts the lead back on Minster's side, leading by three now, as that's a total of 7 points for Justin Mixon. 29-26, Indians with the ball. Derek Judy on the right side. He'll hand off to Regan Martin. Martin with 11 points in the second quarter. On the left to Grant Kanapke, back outside to Regan. Over it goes to Derek Judy. Derek looks for a teammate, standing way outside, now drives into the lane. Feeds over to Clay Smits. Clay will be called for travel. No, it's going to be called, Mitch is going to be called for a foul.
Yeah, hand in the back on the drive.
And that was going to be whistled on the Wildcats, Jacob Salazar. Brian Benn gets the inbounds pass to Regan Martin way out top. Over on the right side, here's a shot fired up, no good. Rebound, Clay Smits. On the left to Derek Judy, here's Regan Martin. Martin dribbling the ball down in the corner, back outside to Derek Judy. Cooper Farms, third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We're down by three, 29-26. Here's Judy with the ball. He'll feed over on the right end to Brian Benn. He puts it up and scores. Brian Benn, did you see who got the assist on that? I did not see.
Derek Judy with the assist.
Way to go, Derek. 29-28. We're down by one now. Justin Mixon with the ball for Minster. Over with it there is Eric Schmidt. He'll give to Justin Mixon. Mixon drives in. Now passes on the right to Retker, and Retker scores. Trent Retkerman, I should say, scores. We're giving him 8 points on the night for Retkerman, and it's 31-28. Three-point lead for Minster. Brian Benn right side back out to Grant Kanapke. Here's Derek Judy. Next conference game, the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays next Friday night. And a timeout is called by Coach Jim Melton of the Fort Recovery Indians. 31-28 the score. Indians are down by three. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
I noticed the basketballs all have OHSAA engraved on them.
Yep, and most schools also have their names also engraved on them as well.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Here's Grant Kanapke putting the ball in play for us. Over to Derek Judy, now right side to Clay Smits. Here's Regan Martin, top of the key. On the left, there's a three-point shot. It does not go for Grant Kanapke. Rebound comes to Justin Mixon for the Minster Wildcats. Minster leads by three, 31-28. Mixon over to Retkerman. Retkerman back out top to Eric Schmidt. Retkerman gets it back. He's wide open. He misses the three. Boy, we left him wide open on that one.
I think there's a reason why.
And down comes Fort Recovery. Grant Kanapke will pop the shot, and he hits it. About a 10-footer for Grant Kanapke. Gives Grant a total of 7 points now in the game, and it's only a one-point game again. Minster on top by one. Here's Justin Mixon inside. Oh, he missed it. Rebound stolen away by Derek Judy, and now Mixon's going to be called for a foul.
Well, right now the Indians shifted back to that triangle and two, and they were trying to take away their two outside shooters again and basically not guarding a couple of their guys on the outside. But unfortunately, we didn't box out on the inside, and Derek was able to hustle to get that ball back.
Clay Smits. Smits will put it in play to Derek Judy. Judy brings it up across the timeline here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Regan Martin on the left to Derek Judy into Brian Benn. Benn dribbles, puts it up, and got it. Brian Benn scores.
Great little setup dribble to the middle with a spin back to the baseline by Brian Benn.
He's been a major cog in the offense here recently. Justin Nixon on the left side it goes. Here's a drive to the hole. Up and no good. Rebound comes to Clay Smith. Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. And here's a... Oh, they say it went off Grant Canapke. That was deflected by Minster, and then I think give credit to Eric Schmitz. I think he's a... Eric Schmidt tipped that away, and then Grant couldn't catch it, and he tried to, and it went off his hands. Fort Recovery is leading here, 32-31. Justin Nixon on the left side it goes. Stolen by Grant Canapke. He lays it in. He anticipated that pass, baby, and lays it in.
Shot through the gap off of a double screen, was able to finish.
He came out of nowhere. 34-31. Here's Justin Nixon on a three, and he ties the game. Justin Nixon ties the game with his second three of the night.
Big fella can step out and shoot it as well.
He has 10 points on the night. 34-34. The two big guys, Brian Benn and Justin Nixon, both have 10 points apiece. Grant Canapke on the left to Regan Martin. There's a pass inside to Brian Benn and tipped away by Minster. Wildcats with the basketball. On the left side is Brady Hosher. Hosher will feed to Justin Nixon. Nixon drives in, and they're going to call a foul on, I think, Brian Benn. Yep. That's going to be number two on Brian Benn. Coach Melton sending some subs in here. Derek Judy will go out. Brian Benn will go out. Gavin Toby comes in. And Ryan Post comes in. And here comes Cale Rammel reporting in, the young freshman. And Regan Martin will take a rest. Regan had 11 in the second quarter, but has not been able to score. Actually, he hasn't had any shots to speak of. As they got some perspiration on the floor down there, they're cleaning up. So Fort Recovery has Clay Smith, Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, Cale Rammel, and Grant Canapke in the game. And Grant Canapke stole the ball. Down he comes. Right side it goes. In the corner. Here's a drive. It's up and good by Cale Rammel. That's his first basket tonight. 36-34. Fort Recovery, two-point lead. Salazar, a three-pointer. Man, he cans it from long range. Gavin Toby was all over him. Didn't do any good.
I'd take that kid on my team any day.
Salazar with a three to make it 37-36 as Minster has the lead back again here. Fort Recovery with the ball. Ryan Post with it out at the circle. Now he'll dribble to the right side. Comes back out. Now dribbles back down again. Still stutter dribbling. Now he steps back, fires, and misses. Rebound comes down to Minster's Brady Hosher. Here come the Wildcats leading by one, 37-36, with 2:05 to go in the game. I'm sorry, in the third quarter. And here's Justin Nixon laying it in. He got the opening and puts it in. 39-36 on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. A minute 51 in the third quarter. Here's a shot. Good for Grant Canapke. He's having a heck of a game. That gives him 12. Here's a three-pointer for
Salazar
again. Salazar with another three. Man, is he ever a tough shooter. Cale Rammel with it. That gives Minster the lead back at 42-39. Shot is short by Grant Canapke, but there's Clay Smits to get the rebound, and he is fouled in the act of shooting, so Clay will go to the free throw line. We haven't had many free throws tonight, and Clay has not scored yet tonight, so let's get him on the board here. First one for Clay is up, and it is no good off the front of the rim. A little short. Justin Nixon will take a rest. Thank goodness. Let's get him out of there.
It's been a great, great game here, Rob. Kids are working really hard. It's a lot of great action back and forth as well. So
Clay Smits hits the second one on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. It's 42-40 now. Minster leads by two. And Clay Smits, one of two at the line there. He has his first point of the evening. Several subs being made here as we're in the last minute and 20 seconds of the quarter, so coaches are making some substitutions to give their kids a rest here. On the left with the basketball over there is Brady Holscher. He'll pass over on the right to Eric Schmidt. In the corner it goes to Salazar, and he missed this one. Rebound, Grant Kanapke. Kanapke comes down, almost swiped away, but he keeps it. Here is K.O. Rammel back outside to Derek Judy. 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kale Rammel around the horn on the left to Derek Judy. Goes into Brian Benn. Stops, spins, fires, misses. Got the rebound. Back outside. There's going to be a foul called on Minster. So that'll be out of bounds. Not a shooting foul. Going to whistle that one on Eric Schmidt. That's his first foul. Inbounds pass comes to Brian Benn. Back outside to K.O. Rammel. Rammel goes on the left to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke dribbling back out to Rammel. Rammel dribbles, feeds to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke backs it up, out to Derek Judy. Judy at the center circle. He'll dribble to the right, stops, backs up a bit. Still dribbling the ball. The Indians are going to take the last shot now with 21 seconds to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call at 800-637-7161. Here's a drive by Judy. He misses the shot. Rebound, Ben. He misses it. And the ball goes out of bounds off Fort Recovery. Boy, Brian Benn took a tough tumble there to the floor. 3 seconds to go, unfortunately, for the Wildcats. That's enough for them to get a shot off. Don't let Salazar have it. Good grief. 42-40. Minster leads by two with the ball. And here comes the pass. And stolen by Kale Rammel. There's Derek Judy. And he can't get the shot off. Doggone it. Almost went in. It was just a little shy, though, of getting off before the horn sounded. And we've completed three quarters of play. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. 42-40 is the score. A two-point lead for Minster after the third quarter. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks to our studio producers back at the radio station. Lindsey Green is our studio producer tonight here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We've got Owen Shane and Neil Spencer. I see Mayor Kalp across the way wearing his Indian shirt. A lot of loyal fans sitting up there in the grandstand, Brian.
Yep.
Right side, Grant Kanapke. There's Ryan Post. It doesn't go on a three-pointer. Rebound comes to Minster. That would have given us the lead, but it didn't go. 42-40, Minster with the ball and the two-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Here's Justin Nixon outside. He'll dribble the ball, feeds over on the right side. It goes to Brian Falk. Falk will lob it in to Nixon. Back to Falk. He puts it up and no good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. And going to the line will be Brian Falk with two shots. Kale Rammel picks up the foul. Got Regan Martin coming back in and Clay Smits coming back in. Free throw is up and good by Brian Falk. He'll have one more. That is his first point of the night. This one's up. And good again. He got them both. 44-40. Minster leads by four. I think that might be their biggest lead. I don't know. Been nip and tuck all the way. Derek Judy right side to Regan Martin. Regan will drive to the hole. Feeds back out to Brian Benn, to Derek Judy. Judy with the basketball. Dribbling out front. Feeds over to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke backs up. Pops the three. It's short. Rebound comes to Minster. Here comes the Wildcats with the basketball. Out top, Justin Nixon, three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Clay Smits. Over to Derek Judy, and Judy comes racing down, has it knocked away, but, yeah, we got a foul call. Who's that going to be on? It's on Minster. Justin Nixon gets called for the foul. He's in no, well, that's three for him now. Regan Martin. Could be problems for him. Clay Smits in the lane. Stops. Feeds back outside to Derek Judy. Coach Jim Melton shouting out a particular play. He wants the team to run here. Regan Martin on the right. Back out top to Brian Benn. Here's Grant Kanapke. Kanapke between the circles. Dribbling the ball. Feeds on the left to Regan Martin. Martin lobs it inside to Clay Smits. He puts it up and he got it. As he falls to the floor, Clay Smits with his third point of the evening. And it's 44-42. Indians back to within two. There's Salazar. Look out for him. He is a gunner indeed. Here's a ball tipped by Grant Kanapke and stolen on a pass attempt by Brady Holscher. Here comes Kanapke down. He'll feed it off to Derek Judy. We can tie the game up and maybe go ahead. Judy goes to the hole. He puts it in. Derek Judy weaved his way inside and gets his fourth point of the night, and it's tied at 44-44. Minster with the basketball inside to Justin Nixon. Nixon will pass off. Back to Nixon in the lane. He'll scoop it up and got it off the glass and in over the top of Brian Benn. That was a nice shot. I hate to say it, but it was.
That was a tough move for sure.
Nice move for Justin Nixon. He has a total of 14 points this evening now. He and Salazar are tied for the team lead with 14 each. Here's a drive to the hole by Grant Kanapke. No good. Rebound.
Indian ball.
Fort Recovery gets the ball as it goes out of bounds. Coach Melton wants a timeout. It's Minster 46, Fort Recovery 44. The Indians have the ball, though. We'll be back in just a moment. 5 minutes to go in the game, by the way, if you're wondering. 5 minutes to go.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
We will not be doing any of the Indian games next week on the radio. You can hear them all on FortRecoveryRadio.com. That's FortRecoveryRadio.com. The Indian girls are playing Delphus Jefferson on Thursday, and Delphus St. John's on Thursday, and then the boys will play St. John's on Friday night. The girls play Liberty Benton tomorrow. Are you going up for that one?
Absolutely.
And you can hear that game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Are you and Bobby doing that?
Tomorrow's just me for the girls.
Just you? Okay. Well, good luck, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Regan Martin gets the inbounds pass to Derek Judy. Clay Smits on the right. Back out to Derek Judy. Back to Clay Smits on the wing. Grant Kanapke comes out to get the ball to Regan Martin on the left to Derek Judy. Judy goes to the hole. He tries to feed it off to Brian Benn. It's loose and out of bounds off Minster. We got it. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Fort Recovery on Clay Smits. Oh, man, that was a tough call. That was a tough break there. 46-44. Minster with the lead and with the ball here. Bringing it up is Eric Schmidt. Schmidt right side. Brian Falk has it. Around the horn it goes over to Retkerman. Trent Retkerman will pass off. With the ball there is Eric Schmidt. He goes to Justin Nixon way out top. Nixon will pass over on the right. There's Salazar, a three, and he missed it. Rebound Clay Smits, and a foul's on Minster. Salazar was open on that one. He just missed it.
That was a deep three, just went in and out, but he doesn't need much time to get it off.
He does not. Indians will bring it up. Ryan posts with the basketball. Ryan walks across the timeline, moves his way to the left side on the wing. Bounce pass into Clay Smits, almost lost it, but re-grabbed it. Here's Smits inside, and he misses. Tipped around, picked up by Minster. Here's Eric Schmidt coming down with the basketball. Feeds back out to Salazar. Here's Justin Nixon. Minster leading by two with 3:44 to go in the game. Justin Nixon goes right side to Trent Retkerman. Retkerman goes back out top to Salazar. Jacob Salazar with the ball. Right side it goes. That was Brian Falk with it. Down in the corner to Trent Retkerman. Back out top to Justin Nixon. Minster content to eat some clock here. Nixon will go against Brian Benn and throws it up and missed it. Rebound Retkerman. And a foul is going to be called. No, traveling is going to be called on Retkerman. Oh, boy. I don't know about that. We'll take it. Clay Smits will toss it into Ryan Post. Rob Weaver here along with Brian Patch as the Indians are trying to get this game tied up. Ryan Post with it. Here's Clay Smits on the left of Regan Martin. Regan goes in the lane and he puts it up and no, it doesn't fall, but there's Smits. He got it. And we're all tied as Clay Smits got the rebound basket to make it 46-46. And timeout, Minster. Minster wants a full timeout with 2:41 to go in this game. We're tied. Minster 46, Fort Recovery 46. Minster with the basketball. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and then recommend the best products for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, like we thought, it's going to go right down to the wire here. We're tied at 46-46. This will be a huge win for either team.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great game. It's been fun to watch. Both teams just slugging it out and giving everything they got. You know, it's one of those games, kind of like last night's game, kind of bad. Someone has to lose, but hopefully it's the home team tonight.
Well, we'll see. Only 2:41 left to go. Tossing the ball in here for Minster at half court is going to be Brian Falk. Falk goes to Jacob Salazar. Salazar with the basketball. He's been a sharpshooter tonight, although he's missed like three in a row here. Salazar out top to Falk. Back to Salazar, and Fort Recovery is going to be called for a foul. I think they're going to nail Derek Judy with the foul. Derek Judy called for the foul. On him, that is number three. Only 2:30 left in the game, though. That should not be a factor. With the ball's Eric Schmidt out front for Minster. He'll pass to Justin Nixon at the top of the key. Dribbles in, feeds underneath to Schmidt, who scores. Give Justin Nixon the assist, and Eric Schmidt scores to put the Minster Wildcats back on top at 48-46. Derek Judy with the ball back out at the center circle. Right side to Grant Konapke. Konapke dribbles at the free throw line, spins, feeds back out to Regan Martin. Martin guarded by Salazar. Now Martin dumps it off to Derek Judy on the right wing. Judy comes around, goes to the hole, feeds off. Here's Grant Kanapke. He goes inside, can't get it to go down, but he draws the foul, and he'll be at the line for two shots. They're going to call Salazar for the foul. Jacob Salazar picks up the foul. It's only number one on him. And here's Grant Kanapke with two big free throws to possibly tie the game. Come on, Grant. First one is up and good. He missed some earlier in the game, so nice to see him hit that one. This would tie it at 48 all. Grant has a total of 13 on the night. Make it 14, Grant, and he does. Hit the front of the rim, back of the rim, and down in. We're tied at 48-48. 1:39 to go in the game. Minster with the basketball. Here's Justin Nixon in the lane. Goes around Brian Benn, hooks it up and in. Wow. Is that kid a tough kid?
Yeah, he's strong physical, but also quick feet. Kind of giving us a little trouble inside right now.
16 points for him on the night, and that puts Minster in the lead at 50-48. And Fort Recovery calls time with 1:17 left to go in the game as Coach Melton wants to set up a play here. We'll return in a moment. Minster 50, Fort Recovery 48, 1:17 left in the game.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way, whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
I hope we come back and win this one. I want to have a happy interview after the game.
I hope so, too. We played well enough to win, so we just need to finish this last 1:17. So,
had a happy interview last night. Holly Gamm was very happy about her team's performance and a nice win over the Minster Lady Wildcats in a conference victory for Fort Recovery last night. Let's hope the boys can do the same thing here. It seems like we've been kind of fighting from behind this whole half. Trail 50-48. Regan Martin gets the inbounds pass. Back to Derek Judy. Judy will pass in the corner to Grant Kanapke. Back out to Clay Smits. Smits in the lane, turns, pops the shot. It doesn't go off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Eric Schmidt of the Minster Wildcats. 58 seconds remaining in the game. Minster with the two-point lead and the ball. And timeout called by Minster now. Timeout, Minster. Once again, your score. It's 50-48. The Wildcats on top with 52 seconds left to go.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Well, here we are. 52 seconds left. Minster with the ball. You think they're going to go for the hole, or they're going to just try to kill the clock? What do you think?
Well, we got four fouls, so we can be really aggressive here. I'd say probably just let us try to foul, and that's probably what we're going to do here, because up to 49 seconds, you shoot and miss, you can come down and get beat. So
Regan Martin's called for a foul there. Now we have five fouls.
Waste some time and shorten the game a little bit for you if you're up.
That was the first foul on Regan. He had 11 points in the second quarter, and that's all he scored tonight. Here's another foul. This time I think Grant Kanapke gets called for it. Yep. And on Grant, that's number one on him. So now they're in the 1-1 on the next one. We'll see what the Indian strategy is here with 44 seconds to go. Oh, there's travel. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Clay Smits. They say he shoved him. Man, that was close. Justin Dixon will go to the line for Minster. Clay Smith's committing a foul. And on Clay, that's number two. So we've got Ryan Post in there now, along with Brand Kanapke, Regan Martin, Clay Smiths, and Brian Benn. Here's Nixon at the line, and he missed it! Rebound, Clay Smiths! Smiths will come down. Minster wanted a foul on Clay Smiths, but no call by the official. I thought it was a clean play myself. I'm a little bit biased, but
looked good from my view as well.
Regan Martin with the ball, down to 25 seconds. We're down by two. And here's a drive inside, and falling down was Grant Kanapke. Minster took it, and they score at the other end. That makes it 52-48, and that may do it. Here's Clay Smiths coming down. He'll put it up. It's good! He's fouled in the act of shooting, and this will possibly bring it to 1 point. Clay Smiths hitting one with 9 seconds left to go. He was actually kind of out of control there, I will say.
He was, and Regan Martin was coming from behind yelling and screaming and clapping, trying to get an open three, and Clay took it in himself and got fouled.
So we'll get 3 points the old-fashioned way here. Coach Melton wants timeout. 9 seconds left. It's Fort Recovery trailing by two, 52-50. Clay Smiths at the line for one free throw. We'll be back in a moment.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, 9.3 seconds left on the scoreboard clock. Clay Smiths will be at the line for one free throw. Will he miss it on purpose?
I don't think so, no. I mean, if you can, you hit this one. Now it's a one-point game. You can go down and foul. I fouled Nixon because that was the guy that coach had yelled out last time. He missed the last one-and-one. Hopefully he misses this one. You have a chance to come down and hit a game winner, which we've done a couple times this year. So got plenty of time. It just works out like that.
Well, the old adage, it's never over till it's over. IU can tell you that. And it's never over here till it's over. Here's Clay Smiths at the line. He puts it up. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound, Regan Martin. No, Minster got it. And the corner, and now there's a foul called on, well, they say the timeout was called first. Oh, we almost got the ball there. 5 seconds left to go now, 5.7.
And the bad thing is 4 seconds came off the clock, too, so.
Doggone it. We'll be back in a moment. Timeout on the court. 5.7 seconds to go. Indians trail by two, and Minster has the ball.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, both these teams have one loss coming in. Minster 7-1. Indians are 6-1. Somebody's going to go away with a second loss tonight. And right now, it's not looking good for the Indians. Although it's not over till it's over, as we said a moment ago. 5.7 seconds remaining.
Need a five count or a quick foul or possibly a steal, obviously, are our options. And I'd take a steal in the layup here, Rob.
That would not be too bad. We're down at our end. Inbounds pass will come from the side. Comes in to Eric Schmidt. He is fouled immediately. I would guess he's a pretty good free thrower. They wouldn't have tossed it to him. We'll see. Only a few fraction of a, about a second went off the clock there. They have 4.4 left. So if he hits one of two, that would give us a chance to tie with a three. Let's see. At the line, Eric Schmidt. He's, I think, one out of two there tonight. It's up, and he missed it. Rebound Indians. Come on, guys. Down comes Ryan Post. Here is Regan Martin. A three-point shot is no good. Oh, it just missed, and they were going to call it no good anyway.
Yeah, he didn't get it off. He took an extra dribble. And...
oh, was that close. Indians lose by, they almost won the daggone thing. Indians lose by two, 52-50. A three-pointer by Regan Martin is no good at the buzzer. Although, again, he just did not quite get it off in time anyway. So we have completed the game, and the Wildcats hang on to win here, 52-50 over the Fort Recovery Indians. Fort Recovery goes to 6-2 on the year. Minster improves to 8-1 on the year. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
2020 is finally here. It is a new year, and if it is a lot like last year, there will be many good times and some not so good times in our lives. We at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your family, our community, and our country has a joy-filled and prosperous new year. Be supportive to those less fortunate, and let's do our part to make 2020 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Back here at Minster's basketball court, which again is actually at the elementary gymnasium. I think they still have the old court across the way that they used to play games in.
Yep, with the stage.
The old, old gym. 52-50, the disappointing final score. Indians lose by two. Brian, give us a rundown.
Yeah, end of the first quarter, it was 11-8 Minster and 26-26 at half. 42-40, Minster led at the end of the third, and then the final there of 52-50. Indians were led tonight by Grant Kanapke with 14. Regan Martin had 11, and he had all 11 of those in the second quarter, did not score in any other quarter. Brian Benn ended up with 10. 7 points for Clay Schmidt, and he got all his in the second half. Derek Judy with 4, and Ryan Post with 2.
For the Minster Wildcats, they were led by Justin Nixon with 16. The big guy was something else around the basket. And he also could hit the three-point shot, too. He had a couple of those. 14 for Jacob Salazar, who was dead on from 3 at 4 threes. 10 points for Trent Reckerman, 3 apiece for Eric Schmidt and Brady Hosher. And Eric Lemkuhl had a three-point basket also for the Minster Wildcats. So there's your scoring for the Minster Wildcats. JV game was won by Minster tonight, 46-39. We trailed throughout, fell way behind at halftime, 27-8, but the Indians outscored Minster 31-19 in the second half to make it a close game and got back to within 6 and lost only by 7, 46-39. For the junior varsity, Daniel Patch led the way with 12 points, including 2 threes and 3 twos. 10 points for Owen Judy, 9 for Kobe Wendell, and 8 points for Caleb Evers. So nice comeback by the reserve team, but not quite good enough. Their record falls to 3-5. Again, the varsity falls to 6-2 on the year. And we had our opportunities there, Brian. Things just didn't go our way at the end.
Yeah, missed a couple free throws that, you know, late in the game that maybe could have iced it. And, you know, Minster hit a couple inside shots, what kind of ISO in us on inside and finished in there where we missed some of ours. Kind of, I think, maybe went out a little bit out of control, but towards the end. But, you know, it was a well-played game by both teams, and unfortunately someone has to lose because, you know, it was two good teams, well-coached teams. Played really hard, got after it, and it was definitely, you can tell it was an intense game. And you know, just like I said, it's just unfortunate a team has to lose like that. So
yeah, nobody had much of a lead at any point in time. It was just nip and tuck the whole way.
I think the biggest might have been six by Minster at one point.
Nice to see Chris Shantz down there, former reporter for the Commercial Review newspaper. He's working here for the St. Mary's newspaper now in the sports department. He says he's just covering basketball right now. Yeah. There's a lot of great basketball teams to cover here in this area.
There is, and we're very fortunate with the media we have. Very fortunate that you know, you cover a lot of our Fort Recovery games here with PGW and the different various stations you have, and then with Neil Spencer doing the FR radio now, and then Colin Foster from the Standard does a great job of covering us, and then Chauncey, we've had him with the Commercial Review, and now over here we. But, you know, we've been very blessed and fortunate in Fort Recovery to have the media coverage we do for a small community that we have. So,
well, it's such a great conference, the MAC conference. Wow, I tell you. I mean, you know, everybody across Ohio looks to the MAC conference and they say, what does that conference have going for it?
Well,
why are they so successful?
You know, I think a lot of it is, you know, the support of each other is great, but also, you know, the parents, the kids, the coaches, that's just tremendous. But it's just a hardworking, you know, community, so you've got to be proud of that. So,
do have Coach Melton with us now, so we'll give him the headset here. As the Indians fall tonight to Minster by a final score of 52-50. And I don't know if you've seen the scoring yet or not for you guys, but we were led tonight by Grant Canapi with 14. Regan Martin had 11. 7 for Clay Smits. Brian Benn had 6 points. It was 3 for Cale Rammel, 2 for Ryan Post, and 2 for Derek Judy. So there's your scoring on the night. We came up just too short.
Yeah. It's credit to them. They executed down the stretch, made some shots, and you know, we missed some open looks down there in the paint, and they just ball bounced around the rim, didn't fall in for us. So, you know, we've got to learn from it, and you know, we got to get ready. We've got a ball game tomorrow night. So,
well, we certainly had our opportunities, but it just didn't happen at the right time for us there at the end.
Yeah, we got to value our possessions. Early on when we got that 7-8 point lead, we were just throwing the ball over the place. The speed of the game caught up to us, not up to them, and we had some silly turnovers. You know, we'll watch the film and get better from it, and you know, that's all we can do. That's what you do when you lose a tough one. You got to learn from them. So,
talk about the speed of the game. My goodness, this was a really aggressive. Both teams were really aggressive tonight. A little faster than what you would have liked to have been.
Yeah, you know, it's just it comes down to some execution. Honestly, our game plan wasn't executed, obviously, or we would have pulled out the W. You know, there's a little bit of rogueness going on. You know, guys didn't follow what their responsibilities, and you know, and maybe I need to do a little better job calling plays. I don't know. We'll all look at ourselves in the mirror and figure it out. But you know, the good thing is we've still got it. We're not even halfway through this season yet, so
we've
got a lot to learn, and you know, we might run into this team in the tournament. So.
Could very well be, and we could turn the tide on him then. The Nixon kid, he was a handful tonight.
Yeah, he's, you know, he and Salazar's their leading scorers. I think coming in, they were both averaging dozen apiece, and, you know, I tried to, you know, you try to take away one, it's hard to take away two, and, you know, the goal was to, you know, try to take Salazar away, and the guys just, you know, they just didn't execute what they were supposed to be doing there with their assignments with him. And Nixon, you know, he made some nice plays. Credit to him. You know, he made some nice plays. But, you know, the biggest thing is all of us have to look at each other and try to grow from this. But, you know, this game's over. We're not going to dwell on it. You know, our minds are on the Lincoln View Lancers coming in tomorrow night, and we've got to bounce back.
Well, let's talk about them. I know you probably spent most of the week getting ready for Minster because that's a big conference game. But what's the scoop on Lincoln View?
I believe they're 4-3 going into tonight unless they played tonight. You know, I don't think they did, but they might have. But anyways, you know, they've got a big kid. They've got a couple of guards that can shoot. So they're having a winning season. Like I said, I believe they're 4-3. So it's going to be another challenge tomorrow night. So.
Well, it'll be home at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Good luck tomorrow evening.
Yep, thank you.
Hey, Jim, thanks for stopping by. Jim Melton, a very fine coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians fall just short tonight, losing to the Minster Wildcats by a score of 52-50. Again, those quarter scores, Minster led 11-8 at the first quarter. Regan Martin with 11 points in the second quarter, including three threes as he was red hot. And with his contribution, that tied it up at 26 all at the halftime. Again, 42-40 after three, Minster on top, and they maintained that two-point lead and won by two, 52-50, even though we had our chances. Once again, real quickly, Grant Canapi with 14, 5 in the first half, 9 in the second. Also, 11 points for Regan Martin, all in the second quarter. 7 points for Clay Smits. That all came in the second half of play. 6 points for Brian Benn. I think I missed some for Brian there. I believe he had, just let me double check here. It looked like he had 10 points instead of 6. 10 points for Brian Benn, 6 in the first half. So let me correct myself on him. I'm sorry, Brian. And then we had 3 points for Kale Rammel, 2 for Ryan Post, 2 points for Derek Judy. So actually we had 3 in double figures, 14 for Grant Canapke, 11 for Regan Martin, and 10 for Brian Benn tonight. That's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks to Brian Patch for being alongside. Thanks to our studio producers. Again, Lindsey Green at the radio station. Owen Shane here at the game site with Neil Spencer of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to our great sponsors. That's going to wrap it up for us this evening. Good luck to the Lady Indians tomorrow at Liberty Benton. We will not be there, but you can hear the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow from Liberty Benton. Good night, everybody. Again, the Indians lose tonight to Minster 52-50.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Today's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland. Your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.